This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Callum's banned from one more tune. Yes. This is an absolute and utter disgrace.
This is, remember the lovely spoiler, girl he won.
We were with who was fired. He then stepped in and got to pick a one more tune. And this is third week in a row he's picked a Pitbull song, which if I said, can I pick the same artist three times a week?
I said yes.
Rarely. Rarely.
What artist would you pick that has three songs that you could choose?
Enrique Iglesias.
Hero, Escape, which is actually a really creepy song. And what's the other one?
Bailamos, let the rhythm take you over, Bailamos.
He had a song out recently, I want to say. But it was kind of like similar to that. But was it about a radio or something? I feel like it was.
It's so sad that we're not listening to it, because if you won, we'd all be listening to it. And I think this
Callum, you've had your moment for the last two weeks in a row.
Bailando! I was right.
Bailando.
Bailando. Was that it?
And also, you can't forget. Are you thinking of Dimelo? No?
Maybe.
Or Dimelo was the, do you remember that song? Do you know what it feels like?
No, it's not. I know that one.
Because that's the Spanish version.
That's the ping pong song.
Yeah.
I'm going to go outside and listen to this song.
You go do that.
Enjoy.
No, there was one.
Do you remember this? Lost in the music.
I don't know this one.
Your heart will be mine.
What is the one I'm talking about? It must be Bailando, is it? Hold on, mute that for a sec.
Oh yeah. Oh no, it gets going. Keep going. You're on it.
Bailando.
Yeah. Wait first. This is a great audio listening experience. We're aware. Now up to the mic. Here we go.
I don't know this one.
It's going to kick in, but I promise you.
When is it kicking in, Emma?
Fast forward again. What?
Again. That was the thing. No, it's another one. And he sings it in English with someone else.
Bailando, bailando. I really am sure that that's the one you
This reading. Is a lot of fun to listen to, I'd imagine.
Listen, have a good weekend. Go listen to Enrique Iglesias.
Good luck.
Wake up.
Full Spins Fully Charged.
Every day. We're spin.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to, am I right in saying Friday?
You're absolutely right in saying Friday.
Ooh.
I don't even care that it's raining.
That's crazy. Welcome to the weekend. In a weird turn of events, producer Callum has something for us this morning.
Yeah, I did something yesterday that you'll be so proud of me. And
Did you kiss a girl?
I did not. But I will be like, how long have I lived here? I've lived here seven and a half years. I've worked here 7.5 years. And to get in contact with me, how do you normally message me?
What's up?
On my UK phone.
Oh.
Yeah. Big day.
I have had an Irish number for many a year.
Oh.
But it's just been, the phone's just been sat in a drawer. It was like a really rubbish iPhone 6. It didn't hold any battery. So yesterday, and I knew that you could do this, but I've been putting it off for so long, I merged both numbers into one phone.
Okay,
so
how?
Now if you contact me on my Irish phone number or my UK phone number, you can get me on one phone.
So hold on, I have Callum's number here and I have the +44 and I have the 353.
353!
So if you WhatsApp me on 353...
What if I ring you on 353?
The number hasn't fully transferred over at the minute, so I've got a temporary...
God's sake.
But the WhatsApp works. So what happens is, with the newer iPhones, you can have something called a SIM card. You all know what a SIM card is.
Something called a SIM card.
You put your SIM card in, that's how you get your number. But on the newer ones, you can have also something called an eSIM, which is a virtual SIM card.
Yes, I've heard about these.
So my Irish number is with 3, and it's on a virtual SIM card on this phone. So now, when you look in the top right corner, I've got 2 little signals.
Right.
So you can get me on both numbers at once.
You've got 2 signals?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm in the future.
That's wild. Yeah. Does anyone ever even contact you on your Irish number, really?
No, because I never give it out.
Brilliant. But give it out now and we'll get some
evidence. I don't understand why I have it as well. I have no idea why I have your Irish number. I was never able to call you on that.
Every time I give out my UK number, I have to go, it's 004477, yada, yada, yada. And it's so many numbers. So now
So are you, sorry, now you're an 083 man?
I'm an 089 man.
Oh, yeah, same. Yup, 089.
What's 089?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was old school, like Tesco Mobile or something.
So I was with that GOMO.
God, the 2 years such 089 head.
What are you?
You never know by looking at someone what they are.
I don't even know what Emma Nolan is. I'm going to guess. She's 08. I want to say she's 7.
I was going to say 085.
Thank you.
Is she 085? Are you 085?
Screams yeah. 085.
There's a big 085 head of me. There's actually a big 086 head on you, Dave. I'm
yeah,
surprised.
There is.
I thought you were more of an 086.
That's actually the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
See, I don't know if that's a compliment or a 086 head, then, to be honest with you.
Hey, it's Gracie Abrams.
I'm sorry. Take me to Gracie.
I luckily remembered to bring the makeup bag today.
Well done.
Yeah.
Do you know I've been out the door with texts being like, any chance of Gracie tickets? No, I've got nothing. I don't even know how to do that. But why would I have them? But no, I've got absolutely nothing. Unfortunately, this is the only way in to Gracie Abrams is to win this competition. She's playing the Three Arena Monday, this coming Monday, the 10th of March. It's going to be one of the biggest gigs of the year. Tickets sold out instantly, but we have them and we want to sort you out this unbelievable prize. We're not just talking tickets.
No, there's so much more going on there. You've been registering all week and you still have time to do so. Just get yourself over quick. Go on, don't miss out. Spin1is rate.com. You could register and win those tickets for free alongside €200 travel allowance.
Wow.
An overnight stay at the 4-star Gibson Hotel, which is right across the road from the Three Arena. Easy peasy.
It'd be very funny if you lived in East Wall and you won this.
It would. €200
travel allowance and overnight stay.
I would if I lived, if I was staying in the Gibson even, and say if I lived in town and I had my Leap card and it was just getting myself to the Gibson, I would work out how many steps from the Gibson to the seat and then work out what each step cost for that €200 travel allowance.
I like it.
There's dinner for two people at the hotel's Coda restaurant before the gig as well, and then the following morning you'll be treated to breakfast for two after the gig. So this is a gorgeous prize, and myself and Dave are making the call at 12 o'clock today.
Yeah, but lines will close at 11 o'clock today, okay? So make sure and get your entry in. If you don't know how to do that, spin1038.com. It's completely free to register as well. Just make sure and register before 11 a.m. today, because we're going to be making that phone call back at 12 o'clock. You have got to answer that phone call within 5 rings. And that's not the only thing you got to do. You also have to say the phrase that pays. I'm sorry. Take me to Gracie. It's
why would you, why would you have to apologise for it, Dave?
But you don't have to apologise, almost. It's just what Gracie Abrams does in her songs. Like, she has songs that, and then they finish with, I'm sorry. Do you know what I mean? So we're going to start with, I'm sorry, take me to Gracie. If you don't say that phrase, we have to hang up. If you don't say it exactly, we have to hang up. If you say hello, you're gone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, take me to Gracie. That's how you answer the phone.
You've got to be 18 or older to play this Go Loud Network competition. You can check the full terms and conditions and how to enter on spin1038.com. The call happening later on. Now, this time last week, we were preparing because we were giving away Sabrina Carpenter tickets a little bit later on. And we said we'd test the staff here at Spin and if they've been listening and if they know the crack themselves.
Now, I didn't enjoy this because we rang Michaela Hayes and she gave out to us because we woke her up.
Yeah, it sounded like this last week.
Michaela, for God's sake.
You just woke me up.
Bye, love you.
Okay, now, can Michaela learn to answer with it?
Oh, one ring.
And I'm sorry, take me to Gracie.
Two rings.
She's having
three rings. Four rings.
She's definitely silenced us.
Five rings.
Damn you, Michaela.
She's gone.
Let's move on to
who
the
do
legendary.
We have? Oh, what about Steve K?
The legendary Mr. Steve K.
There's no way in hell. And I also
this
feel
man is up.
There's no way he's up.
He's absolutely up. I'd say he's the early bird.
Sorry, I missed your call. I'll get back to you.
Steve! I'm trying him again. We can't do this.
Sorry, I missed your call.
Good man, Steve. He turns his phone off and he goes to sleep. I like it. I appreciate it. How about our boss, Nick? Because he famously messed up the line last week, even though he was the one sending the emails being like, guys, make sure and you give the right phrase.
If he misses,
one ring. He's always up. He'll get this right. Two rings.
Probably at High Rocks or something.
I'm sorry, take me to Gracie.
Yes!
Oh, hello, Noah!
Was that Noah or Ollie?
Me!
It's Noah!
It's Noah! Amazing. Noah, congratulations.
Is that a hack? I wanted to win the tickets for legit, so I figured if I said it, I wouldn't get in.
Yeah, go on, Callum.
He's not over 18, so he can't win.
Sorry, Nick, not over 18.
That's the second week in a row I've bottled it.
yeah, pretty much.
Noah, well done, though.
Sake. Well done, Noah. Fair play,
he's
Joe.
Long gone.
Cheers, Nick. Talk to you later.
Bye, Nick.
Cheers, guys.
Bye, 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 bye.
That's
so remember
boss.
That phrase, I'm sorry, take me to Gracie. Answer within 5 rings and get yourself registered now on spin1038.com.
I'm happy for Nicky, finally got something right.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Prepare for the eye roll. We're talking about the Brits again.
Oh,
on the show.
See, when I hear the music, I don't think instantly Brits. I think like Bake Off, and I'm like, ah, I'm relaxed.
Okay.
And then you mention Brits, and I'm like, I'm on edge.
I want to talk to you about King Charles, your friend Dave, the fella that you literally shook hands with.
Oh, God. It's such a out of context. Even with context, it's not a great sentence. But yeah, I did once meet him, and I was like, how are you?
Sure. He really liked you.
He did. He liked me a lot.
There's a video of that, and he kept looking back at Dave, giving him a smile. I think he was into you.
Yeah.
King Charles will be taking on a new role in addition to monarch of the United Kingdom. And that is, darlings, he's going to become...
Travel agent.
A radio DJ.
Stop it!
Yes, he is, darling, and I will be listening. I will be one of the listeners. I will be fascinated by this. It was announced just yesterday evening. He is set to premiere this new show on Apple Music called The King's Music Room.
It's a show on Apple Music?
Yeah.
So like a kind of like a podcast type thing? Or
I don't really know exactly how it's going to work. They do have like the radio branch in Apple Music. But
right.
Again, I doubt it's like on an FM frequency.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be kind of dab, I guess, in the
okay,
UK.
Interesting.
You'd probably pick it up.
Online.
But it was recorded. You know, he doesn't like to travel too far. Records at his personal office at Buckingham Palace, which
okay.
is ideal.
Yes.
Imagine Callum bringing up the gear to our gaffs every morning. That would be lovely.
One of our houses are very similar to Buckingham
yet,
Palace.
No. Not even having to leave your house. And it'll showcase all his favourite artists. And he was talking about it, just saying, you know, music brings me so much joy and I can't wait to share it with you. And it brings... Yeah, talked about the power of music.
Do you think there's rooms in Buckingham Palace that he's never been in?
Like, definitely.
Because it's so big. But like, he's like, oh, where will we do this? We'll do it in the radio room. Do we have one of them? Yes, sir. Great.
The good news is, though, because we too work in radio here, and the King's Room isn't actually too far from us when it comes to the old FM frequency.
Yeah, very true.
I've bugged the system, Dave.
I was wondering, could we be able to hear it?
The show is going live on Monday, and I have the playlist.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yes.
Listen, I'm going to just bug back in again and get my access to it, okay? One second.
She's a hacker.
Got it!
Oh, yeah, she's in. She's in.
The first song he's playing on a show on Monday is this.
I would love this so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ava Max, Kings and Queens.
This one reminds me of my love, Camila. Very, very much. Now, I also discovered on his playlist, he's a bit of a badass, this
oh,
guy.
Go on.
He wants that taxpayer's dollar.
I like this.
Pay me what you want it.
Oh.
Don't act like you forgot.
Hell yeah. I do like the thought of him calling her Camila and not Camilla. or Camilla.
Camilla. Also in there. Song number 3 on the playlist for Monday is this.
We are caught up in your love affair and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love.
Bit of Lord in there.
I mean, you had to. It had to be.
Look, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? Like, I mean, he's a bit predictable, this lad.
That's crazy.
He's been around for a while.
What qualifications does he have to do this job?
He just knows anytime he's in the car, I heard, listen to the radio, and he hears anything about money or royalty, he's like, I like that one.
I like that one. Mm. Yes.
Cardi B features, which surprised me.
I was born a flex. Yes. Diamonds on my neck. I like more than checks. I like more than sex. But nothing in this
world
that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really want to see is the
money.
I don't really need to be any the
money.
All I back need is the
money.
He does describe himself as a bad bitch.
Oh, God. Yes, Cardi B.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
And finally, apparently when he's rocking around in the morning on his way down to get served his breakfast, he actually has AirPods now.
Okay.
He gave him. And he throws this in and has a little bit of a shimmy down the stairs.
He does.
He does.
His mom's on it.
His mom's on the money yet. Is he on the money yet?
Not yet, I don't think.
When will he be on the money?
The printing, I think.
Is there any point?
That's a terrible thing to say. My God. David.
Secret Service at my door immediately.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Coming up on 7:30, we were just saying that King Charles is taking on a new role. He's becoming a DJ with a new show on Apple Music, kind of like a radio show called The King's Music Room. And I was just saying, we managed to bug the system. Radio can do that. It's kind of amazing. And Aoife was in touch saying, if this song isn't on his playlist, then he's missing out.
King of my castle. Oh, yes.
The Wham-Doo Project.
It's a really good concept for a radio show, though. I actually do think it's quite clever.
It's literally what Obama's been doing for years, minus the radio
show.
That's
exactly what it is. But Obama just does a tweet. Like, as always, Charlie has to one-up him.
Standard.
Recharged.
So Camila Cabello has announced a massive tour and she'll be in Dublin this summer in July.
So our pal Marty Guilfoyle caught up with Camila Cabello and stick around because in 10 minutes we have got tickets for that gig for you to see her.
Hey Spin, I'm Camila Cabello.
Let's go!
How are you doing?
I'm so great and I love your accent.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to say that back to you as well. It's so different to what I'm used to on a day-to-day basis, so it's nice to hear.
Me too. I love that.
You're coming back to us on July 9th. That's exciting.
I can't wait. I remember for my headline show when I was there, the crowd started singing 500 miles.
Oh my God, yes.
And I'd never even heard that song before and I was like so confused. I was like, am I doing something wrong?
Wait, did they just hit you with that out of nowhere?
Yeah, there was like a 2-second like silence in the show and they just suddenly I was being performed to. I loved it.
And did you get hit with the ole, ole, ole?
Of course I did.
Yeah, okay. Did. And did you hop on that one? You expected that one, right?
No, I didn't expect any of them. I'm used to American crowds where people just stare at you.
Oh, no way. If they were to chant something that's local from America, what would they usually do? Or did it just do
they
nothing?
They don't chant. Oh, Americans don't chant. They just like... They just scream and tell you to take your top off. I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I like it.
Well, congrats on announcing the headline tour. It's so exciting. I'd say you're buzzed for it, right?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's like, it's probably, I mean, I'm so excited. It truly brings me joy to know that I'm going to be getting to party and dance and scream and sing with my fans. Like, I can't wait. I love playing shows and I haven't been to Dublin in a minute.
You mentioned your fans there. Camila, I actually have been waiting 7 or 8 years to speak with you to bring your fans up, and I'll tell you why. They're a wild bunch. You're very lucky to have them. They seem very committed to your cause, which is great.
Oh, I know.
And yeah. I learned this the hard way, you could say. I think now this has to be the guts of 7 or 8 years ago. I was actually doing breakfast radio at the time. I was going for a nap at what must have been midday or something, and you actually popped up on my Twitter feed with a tweet, and I replied to you. You either favorited it or liked it or replied. I can't remember what you did at the time, but I went for my nap and I woke up an hour later and I had all these followers reacting to me. They were messaging me, tweeting me, do you know her, are you dating her, like what's going on here, like she liked your tweets, she replied. I can't remember.
It's a big leap
and it made me realize.
Well,
I was like,
you
these
should
fans
all know now, whoever's listening, that yes, we were dating.
Yeah.
This is awkward, but this is how we.
Yeah, got. God, I can't, when they yeah, asked me it. To do this, I was like, "Oh, you can't, you, what, guys? You don't know our history."
That's my ex.
That's my ex. Let's go back to music, and I have to mention the track as well. I love it with Playboi Carti. It's so catchy. And I'd love to do something with you here right now, because in that track, when you say you love it, you love it, you love it, I'd love to ask you a couple of things that you do love. I'm like, let's get to know, you know, Camila Cabello behind the incredible artist that you are and the tour coming up. Let's find out what you really love and kind of dive into that a little bit. I've got a list of things here that anytime I post online, whether it's on TikTok or Instagram, people kind of come at me for it. They're a bit like, oh, I don't know why you love that.
Okay.
So I'm going to just try them out with you, if that's okay. And you can tell
me
if you love it or hate it. We'll start off easy. We're going to go a Reese's Buttercup.
I don't like that, personally.
Oh, no.
I'm not like a peanut butter cup chocolate person. I just never got into it.
How about a vegetable soup? Just a vegetable soup. It's a huge thing in Ireland that when we go to a wedding or go to a funeral, the starter is usually a vegetable soup. And then when it goes, I know it sounds pretty morbid bringing up a funeral, but people tend to.
Well, I was
going to
say it makes sense for a funeral because it's comforting.
Oh,
but
no, I knew you were going to say wedding, that.
If I showed up to a wedding and they gave me vegetable soup, I'd be so unhappy.
I look forward to that at a wedding. Oh my God, I really do.
No.
The vegetable soup before the steak. I'm so into
no
it.
No way.
No,
no way.
Okay.
I'm like, we're at a wedding. Like, what? Like, give me some pasta, something crunchy. If I have a vegetable soup, I feel like I didn't eat.
Fair. We usually have what, brown soda bread. Did you have that when you were in Ireland last time? With a bit of butter. No.
No, but that sounds the butter bread part sounds amazing. Yeah, I don't know about brown soda.
On July 9th now, this year, when you're before you go on stage, we'll have to look after you with the brown soda bread and the butter. You won't regret it. So obviously we can look forward to the gig. Can you give us a little bit of an insight to what we can expect in the Three Arena in Dublin this July?
I think it's going to be a big party. It's going to be a huge party, and I think we're going to crack the crake, whatever you guys say.
Oh, I know what you're trying to say. We're going to have the crack.
Yeah, we're going to have the crack.
Did you say crack the crake? I love it. I love it.
Yes.
I'm like looking out here right now, and I'm thinking we got to get that on loop as an intro to the next time we're playing one of your songs. Hi, yeah, it's Camila Cabello, and I can't wait to crack the crake. Camila, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. So, so funny, so, so real. Can't wait for the gig. Thank you so much for joining us here on Spin.
Thank you. So fun. And you can get tickets for the concert at CamilaCabello.com.
Perfect. Okay, lovely stuff. Camila and Marty, they confirmed they were in a relationship at one time.
I want a website. CamilaCabello.com. That's great. I want a website. Listen, we have tickets for you to give away. So if you'd like them, I would text now. And
I wouldn't just yet.
No?
No, I'd hang on to it.
Okay, fine. We'll do that.
Let's play
the
Camila Cabello song and then stick around. We've tickets to give away to our gig in the Three Arena in July before 8 o'clock here on the show. Here's Liar on Spin.
Hey, Spin. I'm Camila Cabello.
Let's go!
She's playing the 9th of July in the Three Arena. We have tickets for you to go and see with a friend. If you would like to go, then first you got to just WhatsApp us the word tickets, 0877111038. Just the word tickets will do. But then you must answer your phone in a specific way. You must answer your phone saying, Cabello?
Cabello?
No, not Cabello. Cabello?
Oh, it has to be.
It has to sound like, hello? You know what I mean? Like you go like, hello.
Sometimes I say, hello.
Do you?
Sometimes. Yeah.
If you're a very sleepy girl. Hello.
You're like, hello. Hello.
I think it's like Phil Dunphy in Modern Family. It's like, yellow. Or yellow. So you got to answer the phone with, hello. Or if you are a sleepy girl or sleepy boy, Cabello. Cabello.
Cabello?
Cabello.
087-711-103 is our number. WhatsApp is over the word tickets. I love the name for tour as well. It's called Yours C, as if she's signing off an email.
Oh, very nice.
Like Yours.
The Yours C Tour.
Yours C Tour, yeah.
That's how I sign off my email.
Yours C.
Well, I don't write...
You should have a tour.
Yeah, I don't always write yours, but I would never write my entire name.
You write C. I find people who do that so cool. They're like,
find me cool.
Yeah, when they're like,
really?
Yours or regards, C. Oh, I'm like, oh, God, that person's cool.
One of the girls, Mary Kate, and she signs off her email, right?
Yeah.
Capital M, capital K, small x.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's the next level. Like our bosses would sign off. Our big boss James would sign off with JB.
JB, I do like JB.
That's cool.
I'm like James that's Bond is emailing me.
All right, don't forget if we bring you back in the next couple of minutes to win your way to Camila Cabello. She's playing the Three Arena in July. Gap down to the phone saying
Cabello.
Or
Cabello. Cabello.
Tickets in a WhatsApp now to register 087-711-103.
Depends on how tired you are.
Yeah, totally. Right now, this will wake you up. Lady
Cabello.
Gaga, it's Spin.
Hey, Spin. I'm Camila Cabello.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Camila Cabello. I'm glad she said her name because I've always wondered.
It's always different. So yeah. You always hear people pronouncing it differently.
Camila Cabello, Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways.
The funnest way to say it is Camila Cabello, but that's incorrect, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Camila Cabello.
Yeah. The double L is kind of a Y, isn't it, in Spanish? Okay, so Camila Cabello.
No. Okay. You just said it.
Camila Cabello.
There you go.
Was on the show with us in the last 20 minutes chatting to our pal Marty Guilfoyle, and basically she's announced a massive gig at the Three Arena on the 9th of July, and we've tickets to give away in the back of it. She's very kind, popping up, chatting to Marcy.
Very, very cool. Yeah, refused to talk to us. She said, I only want to talk to the hot, tall one.
Yeah.
So we gave her Marcy.
Stepped up.
So we have tickets for you to potentially be seeing her on the 9th of July. All you have to do was answer the phone call saying a certain thing.
Okay. If you don't, we got to move on and give away the tickets to somebody else. So let's do this.
But his skinnier teeth, Lee. The skinnier teeth. Cabello!
You're Scarlett, aren't you?
I am a bit, yeah. I'm not gonna...
Are you a Camila fan?
My girlfriend is.
Oh, very good. Well, Lee, you and your girlfriend, or if you're going to pull them off to your girlfriend and her friend, are going to Camila Cabello.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a fantastic weekend.
Well done. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Do you know what? Very, very lucky that Martin Guilfoyle is in a relationship, because I'd say Camila Cabello would be all over him.
Do you reckon?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you reckon?
Hell, it's Martin Guilfoyle. Look at him. It's gorgeous.
He's a tank.
I'd say he was on that phone call with Camila Cabello and she was sweating. Sweat.
Shawn Mendes, who?
Yeah, exactly.
Found this Irish boy.
Listen, they are not the only tickets we have up for grabs today on the show. We have done our Camila Cabello tickets. We also have Gracie Abrams tickets to give away later on. Spin1038.com, sort yourself out, get yourself registered. It's completely for free. We could be calling you back later on at 12 o'clock, giving you those Gracie Abrams tickets.
Wake up.
Spin's fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
Wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
A fantastic day yesterday.
Did you?
I realised it's all about balance. For breakfast, I had 2 sausage and egg baps, all right? And then I took a 2.5-hour nap. And then for dinner, I had the double down KFC zinger with gravy. And then an hour later, I did a 3K run.
What?
And then a 2-kilometre walk.
What?
It was a fantastic day.
Let's go right back to the start.
Okay.
What time did you have the sausage and egg baps?
I want to say about... Oh, I know what time it was. It was 11:30.
Okay, and they were homemade?
Yep.
Then you went to bed?
Then I went to bed. I had to go for a walk to go to an appointment and then I came back.
Okay, and then you went to bed. Then... After bed, did you immediately get the KFC?
I woke up and chilled out for a little bit, and then I was just like, right, KFC.
Can I do something?
I got it delivered too, so I didn't have to.
I'm not gonna. You don't have to. But could you have a check on your Just Eat and see what you're spending a month?
How do I do that?
You should have to in your account.
I have to just add it up.
Do some actual math.
Oh, does it not have an end of month? Like
I don't think it does.
No, but why would it do that? Because then people would stop.
How did you run after all that as well? Did you feel a bit groggy? Or?
I was grand. I'd never run so far in my life. I carb loaded.
Is that what they say?
That's what they do before a marathon, isn't it?
Yeah, before the 3-kilometre marathon.
I have never in my life ran that far. I've only ever run 200 metres. I figured out the...
trick.
The trick. Run slowly.
Yes, man.
I've been pelting it, right? I ran slowly, like slow as hell yesterday, to the point where it's like someone was ahead of me and it would take me ages to overtake them.
No, but that's the thing. That's what you're told to do. Slow or right back.
I ran 3 kilometres, well, actually 2.7 kilometres and then a little bit more.
Well done.
I was so proud of myself.
It must have been the gravy that got you over the line.
Yeah.
Do you think that we could do something for this show on our team meeting? Just bear me out here. Could we sign Dave up for a marathon?
No.
But his prep is the most unhealthiest marathon prep in the world, with no training, the worst food.
I think if we can get around anything, then we send him off to the women's mini marathon in a wig.
Yeah, there we go.
And a pair of fake boobies.
Yeah, I'm more game for that.
A girly quiz t-shirt.
As long as I can still have my double zinger, my double down zinger.
We're all waiting for you at the finish line.
Perfect.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. You know the board game Scrabble?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's the one where you pick tiles out of a bag and you try to make words out of them on a board, and the longer the word, the more points you get. Well, it's being turned into a TV game show, and I'm kind of here for it. I actually kind of think it sounds quite cool.
Reminds me of Countdown, kind of, maybe.
A little bit, actually. That's a good point. But I suppose you probably keep letters and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. But it's hosted by That's So Raven star Raven Simone.
No way.
Yeah, I don't really know why, but I'm here for it. And it sees what they're calling word warriors, or players, if you're not American. They're pitted against each other or other... Basically, they're pitted against each other on an oversized Scrabble board where contestants advance through 3 rounds of word-building challenges for cash prizes.
Cool.
And I actually thought it sounded quite cool.
It's very play-alongable if you're watching.
Yeah. And see, that's my favourite part. Like, do you know what? I never, ever watch Countdown, but I love Cats Do Countdown. Like, Cats Do Countdown is one of my favourite shows.
Yeah, fair.
And, like, there's a part in it where they're like, right, well, they actually do Countdown, but... For the 30 seconds that they're playing Countdown, Jimmy Carr is like distracting them somehow. Do you know what I mean? So he's like on a bike, or he's on like a unicycle, or he's hopping up and down on something, or he's making noise. And I'm like, Jimmy, stop it. I'm trying to concentrate here. And then that's where I'm kind of like, should I just start watching Countdown? Do you know what I mean? Because I'm sick of getting distracted by trying to make words out of them. And
I think you'd enjoy Countdown. It's a lovely show.
And I'm quite good at it.
And the clock is very relaxing, the sound effect.
It is enjoyable. So I thought, why don't we come up with our own... TV show ideas for board games.
Great.
So I came up with some Monopoly. So I think it'll be really, really interesting if you put cameras all around the city and billionaires basically rent out that city.
Yes, hello.
And if you land on a property, they can decide to buy it or not. They have to run around the literal go space. If they go to jail, that's just how the cookie crumbles. Off they go to the jail, but unfortunately they own the jail, so they have a ball. And I just think it'll be a really, really good game show hosted by, you know, Mark Zuckerberg. He doesn't like fun, so he could host it. He doesn't have to play.
It's actually kind of incredible that hasn't been done, even if it was... Is there a Monopoly movie or anything even? I know you're looking at a game show here, but has there been a film or anything?
I don't think so.
There isn't, but there is in London a Monopoly live experience.
Oh, yeah?
A bit like, you know, you can go and play The Cube in Manchester. Yeah. There's a, like, you can go and play the Monopoly live, but I don't think you get...
It's over in London, is it?
That's there, London.
God, it's amazing. London.
What about for something like Guess Who? I loved playing Guess Who as a kid, but all the characters you're guessing from are attached to real life-sized boards and they kind of get face-planted when they're out.
Oh, I like that.
So
yeah.
Like, does your person have glasses? All the glasses get face planted.
A big hand comes along and smacks them down.
Yes. Look, anyone with a hat on, dunk. Contestants, they earn money from guessing their opponent's mystery person. And the faster they guess, the more they earn.
I never really liked Guess Who because I'd always be like, does your person have a hat? And they'd be like, no. And they were like, okay, I don't know what to do. I didn't know whether I was if I was to get rid of the people on my board with hats or without hats. I couldn't figure out what I'd asked. Do you know what I mean? I was like, does your person have red hair? Yes. Okay, great. What does that mean?
Everyone without red hair needs to go down. Face plant.
Yeah. See, that would make sense.
Trying to work out which person with red hair then they're talking about.
The whole game, I would just be confused.
It's process of elimination.
The one game I was never confused at, Snakes and Ladders, right? Mm. This is my idea for a TV show. You're placed in the jungle with a giant dice. There's play settings along the ground. You land on a ladder, you can advance. You land on a snake, you die because it's a snake.
That's it, it's over.
You're dead. It's a literal snake. Venomous very snake. Careful.
Yeah, okay.
Very, very careful. It's hosted by David Attenborough.
Let's go back to the 90s for a sec. Dream Phone, the game show.
Dream Phone?
Dream Phone?
No.
It was a great board game. It was a great game that was for like tweens, which now is weird, where you'd be on the phone to this random like recorded message trying to figure out who your dream guy is.
Stop, I've never even heard of this.
So basically, it was a girly quiz question at one point, by the way.
Oh, wow.
It was, yeah, the theme tune to it. Anyway,
and what's it called?
Dream Phone.
Dream Phone.
This is obviously a dating game show.
Okay.
And contestants must figure out which several boys has a crush on them, which is pretty much what went on Dream
Phone.
Very
good.
So a series of phone calls, this is interrogations, clever deductions. They have to gather clues to figure out who the admirer is.
That's very good. It's almost like, you know, the singing competition, The Voice.
Yeah.
But for dating.
Yeah.
Why has no one done that dating by voice? Get on to Virgin Media 3.
Yeah.
Get on there.
Virgin Media 3. How do you tell if someone has absolutely no confidence in their idea? They ring up Virgin Media 3. Not one or two.
I didn't even know there was a Virgin Media 3.
Lastly, I have Operation Live. Okay?
Oh, Christ.
Contestants have to operate on a patient. They're given the tools and like a map to find the small little bone to take out the fella's body. If they touch the side of the body, you're out. If he dies, you're also out.
Okay, fair enough.
Pretty
suppose,
simple.
Yeah. Finally, it kind of speaks for itself, but can we have a go at Buckaroo?
Yes.
In real time?
Oh my God.
Just get like one of those, I know it's with a horse.
Like a really temperamental horse.
A really temperamental
horse. Who loves
horse.
To sleep.
And who, and like, if you put that, if you put that boot on its ear and it fucks you off, it's over for you.
That'll
but
be
if you
great.
Get the frying pan on his arse and manage to stay on, you're making
that's
big
amazing.
Bucks here.
I want to play Buckaroo now.
Virgin Media 3, lads. Maybe Virgin Media 2. Ellie Goulding now. This is Hypnotised. You're listening to Spin with Emma and Dave.
Spin. Fully charged. Recharged.
Hope you're well this morning.
Morning.
Question for you. Our number on WhatsApp is 087-711-1038. We can keep you anonymous if you still feel a little bit mortified. But the question is this morning, what have you said in the past? Something scarlet that still haunts you.
Oh God, how long do you have?
That when you think about it, you go, oh God, no, stop. Don't remind me. I heard a belter of a story the other day. So my friend Emer, her fella Cormac, is a golf pro.
Okay.
So he travels a lot for work, right? On different trips. Don't ask me, I don't really get the ins and outs of it, but they play golf abroad a lot. And then there's people who play golf that go with him, right?
Yeah, he's a golf pro.
He's a golf pro. Yeah, see, that would mean nothing to me.
Okay.
Right? He's good at golf and that's his career.
Cool.
And basically, he's a messer. He's a messer of a fella. And when it comes to Emer, he's always, like, not annoying her, but, like, poking her with like things like, oh, Emer, you're my little angel.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, you're a tired little angel today, Emer, right? And it's always the word angel that he seems to use when he's just doing his thing, right? Okay. Just messing. So that's grand. Oh, Emer, you're a lovely little, you look lovely, my little angel, right? All this.
But he's just taking
just
the,
be laughing.
He's taking the mic, like.
Yeah. So he's away on this trip. Let's say, I'm not sure the exact age range, but Dubs in their 50s, okay. Say, right? Lads. Mm-hmm. And he's the kind of golf pro with them on the trip. And they're waiting outside the hotel, about to get a taxi to go for a few drinks in the afternoon after playing golf all morning, right? Nice. And these are all like, how is? What's the crack, man? What's the crack? How are you? Yeah, that was a great shot there. A few birdies. Yeah, lovely. Blah, 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 blah.
That is the height of Emma's Nolan's knowledge of golf.
Birdies or something. It's a few birdies there, yeah. A few holes. Woo. Yeah, coming for a drink. Woo. And Cormac, out of context, in Turkey, I think, on this trip, is waiting for the taxi and does this big stretch and goes, oh, I'm a tired little angel.
Oh, no.
And this lad just goes, what the? Did you just say? What the? Did you just say? He went, what? Oh, shit. Sorry, it's not.
Oh,
forgetting, like, where
forgetting
he was.
Where he was.
And the company he was in, he just stretches up and goes, oh, I'm a tired little angel. To say when he told me the story, I spat out my coffee. Oh my God, it was one of the funniest things.
I love that when you forget where you are or something. Like, yeah. I literally called my brother Babe the other day.
Oh,
I was just like, I was talking to him. I was just like, yeah, do you know what I mean, baby? Like, I was like, sorry, Sean, just called you Babe there.
It's proper throwback to when you called your teacher Mam.
Yes.
Mammy, that kind of stuff, you know. Oh, lads, I probably am relaying it the best.
Which, like, back in the day was the worst thing you could have possibly done.
Burning up.
But like, when you look back at it now, you're like, that's actually not that bad.
No, but the whole class.
I've said much worse.
But 30p kids going, ha ha ha. Yeah. When you're like, Mom.
Is that your ma, is it?
Oh, Scarlett. 087-711-103. We'd love to hear from you. And again, we can keep you anonymous if you're still Scarlett.
Yeah, if you want to be an anonymous little angel, that's totally fine.
If you want to be an anonymous little angel, that's absolutely fine. When have you said something really Scarlett that still kind of haunts you a little bit? We've all been there. 087-711-1038. These are two. Question this morning. What have you said? Something really Scarlett that still haunts you in the past. I'm telling you this because, or I'm asking you this because my friend Emer, her fella, they'd be messing with each other saying, oh, you're my little angel. Oh, how's my little angel this morning? Oh, are you tired?
It's always sarcasm.
Angel?
It's always a bit of crack,
it's
like, isn't
always
it?
Just
they're
a
not,
bit of
they're
crack
not real.
Between the two of them, you
like,
know
they're
what
not
I mean?
Actually, like, being like, oh, my little angel, are you okay? Like, it's just like, oh, my little angel.
Oh, how's my little angel?
Yeah, so it's a bit of crack.
When someone's a little bit tender, maybe after a night out or something. Oh, is my little angel all right?
Yeah. Kind of so it's a bit of crack. It's not actually real.
No, messing. And he's a golf pro, so he was away on a trip basically with a load of big burly lads and waiting for a taxi outside the hotel. Big stretch. He kind of forgot where he was and who he was around and went, oh, I'm a tired little angel. Which was met with, what the?
That is mortifying.
So he was Scarlett and asking you that question this morning. What have you said? Something Scarlett that still haunts you. Michael was on.
Good morning, guys. This is more like what I text and what instead of what I said.
Yes.
I deliver furniture for a living. And a couple of occasions I was texting a customer to say that we'd be on the way and I put kisses on the end of it by mistake, thinking it was my fiance. But the worst part was one of the customers text back saying, thank you, with two kisses.
Oh God, I've done that so many times. I've texted my mates that, like, me and my ex used to send like six kisses or something, like some mad thing when we were like going to sleep or whatever. So like, alright, no, kiss or whatever. And then I remember texting one of the boys being like, alright, we're playing PlayStation ? Kiss. And he was like, what the hell, no, not anymore.
Oh, listen, early days of this show, but I remember sending producer Callum a message once and even exes, and then the worst part you can do is say, sorry about the exes, just have it, like, it's even worse. Alright, listen, back to this. What have you said in the past, something Scarlett that still haunts you? Get in touch. Your voice notes would be fab. If you want to be anonymous, you can be. 087-711-103 is our number on WhatsApp. Lauren was in touch on this, and if you want to get in, 087-711-103. We can keep you anonymous. Producer Callum's working away there with AI to try and convert some of your messages that way so that your identity will be kept anonymous. But Lauren's cool to go.
I cringe still thinking about it when I saw this guy that I knew on the bus and said hello to him, and he sat down beside me and we did the whole bus journey together, a full 40 minutes of a bus journey, and we both got off at the same stop. And when we went to say goodbye, I gave him a hug and said, hi, how are you? I walked away and it keeps me up at night. He was looking at me like I was crazy. I said, hi, how are you? Just as I was leaving.
Oh my God.
I'm obsessed. That is brilliant.
I love it so much.
All right, Dave, come on.
I know, I have one, right? And my example is so bad. But the interesting thing about my example, the thing that I think about nonstop, like can't sleep at night sometimes because I think about it so much, that when it happened to me, Emma Nolan was actually there, right? My story is, me and Emma used to work at a different radio station years and years and years ago. I was very green, okay? We were told that we had to go to this hotel to basically MC an event with a politician and young kids. And the, like, young teenagers were meant to be telling the politician what they wanted in their area, because there wasn't a lot in their area.
And I presume what they did want from that experience was to bring the radio station down to make the kids a bit more interested or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
something
know. But
like
we
that.
Were like, this is a bit random, isn't it? This gig that we're going to?
I was so young and so green. I was just like, I'll just go along for the crack and whatever. And we did it, and so we're kind of walking around the room talking to kids, talking to the teenagers with a microphone. And I remember putting the microphone to one of the teenagers, and I said, so, what do you have in your area that you actually do like? And he says, nothing. We have nothing. And I said...
Up at the top of the room now is this politician, yeah?
And I said, well, you do have something.
Oh, no.
You have a politician that cares. Ah! It was the worst thing in the world.
No, Dave couldn't cope.
I said it. I was just like, I kind of said it to be like, oh, I can't really think of anything to say. So I just went, no. Well, you do have something. You have a politician that cares.
No,
the kid was kind of like, okay. And I was like, I want the ground to swallow me instantly. I don't know why I said it. I was just trying to keep the room talking.
I know. And I think that's sometimes where you can slip up when you're trying to maintain conversation.
I'd say Emma Nolan was at the other side of the room go, did he just say that? Even the politician was like, did he just say that? What a loser.
God, no, listen, as I said, when you're in those situations of trying to keep something moving along, I notice myself, and I've listened back to this show, obviously, sometimes I'm like, absolutely. I'm like, stop saying absolutely. Like, you never say that. I wonder, yeah. Okay, come on. What have you said? Something scarlet in the past that still makes you cringe. As I said, producer Callum can make these anonymous for you if you want to be.
You do or have you something. A politician that cares.
Here's Dochi. This is Denial is a River, and it's absolutely classic on Spin. There. What is yours, Katie?
So my mom is Irish.
Okay.
And my dad is Welsh. During the Six Nations, obviously, there's who's versus who you're going to go for. So I was obsessed for years with the Welsh kicker, Lee Halfpenny. He was absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
Just the only reason I wanted to watch the match. Anyway, long story short, me and my dad were in the airport at one point and we thought we saw him going through the check-in.
Mm.
And I was like, no, he's too short. It's not him. 7 o'clock in the morning, we get to our terminal and him and the Welsh team are standing there, or the Lions team, and my dad screams at him, "Oi, Lee, come get in a picture of my daughter." And I mean, the ground could have swallowed me and him.
Mm.
So we took the picture and I looked up at his beautiful face and said, "I joined Twitter to follow you."
Oh, baby.
Like, talk about, and like, I still cringe fully.
Oh, babe.
Oh, that's so funny.
I joined Twitter to follow
it wasn't.
You. That's brilliant.
Oh, Katie, that is brilliant. I love it. I love it.
I don't think a poor man would ever live it down, or me.
I'd say, honestly, he was flattered, and I don't think he's thought about it as much as you have, Katie.
Honestly, my dad ended up having the crack with them all on the flight for the whole thing, and I just sat with my jumper over my head.
Oh, babe. Thank you, Katie.
I love it. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck. Have a great day.
I'm really starting to feel that now, even thinking, like, you're in that position where she was probably like a teenager, so everything's embarrassing.
Said, yeah.
You're also with your dad. Extra embarrassing. They're like an established rugby team. So embarrassing.
Yeah,
a lot going on there. Shanine is standing by. What is something, Scarlett, you've said in the past that still haunts you?
My dad was on the phone to a delivery driver and he was like, okay, grand, yeah, that's fine. Bye. Love you. And I'm like, I can't answer that door.
He wouldn't go near the delivery driver at the door, would he?
So my poor sister got sent out.
That's amazing.
Did he just hang up in a panic? The delivery driver was probably like, love you too.
Not a chance.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. Shanine, it happens to the best of us. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Cheers.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Louise was on to us as well.
Years ago, I worked in the hotel industry and my cousin was there too. And I was doing a big function for, I think it was the HSE, like 300, 350 people. Mm. And at the start of the function, their microphone didn't work. Mm. And so I called my cousin to give me a hand because I didn't know how to work the system neither. And he went into the comms room with one of the porters and the microphone, the broken microphone in hand, fiddled about with whatever wires, figured he had it working and he was testing it. Most people say testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he went testicles, testicles, 1, 2, 3.
No.
And the porter with him was like, 3 testicles, you don't want that. I get that seen by a doctor. And then they heard this absolute uproar, laughter from the function room. The microphone was now working and everybody in the function room had heard him do testicle, testicle, 1, 2, 3.
That's my dream, to be a part of something like that. That's amazing.
Like sitcom stuff.
Yeah, oh, that's excellent.
Testicles, testicles.
1, 2, 3. God, you don't want that. Check that. That checked out.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And the reason we're playing this lovely music is if you are in a couple, if you've been together for ages, maybe the conversation's been had. Look, love, I'd love to get engaged to you, but I need to save up a few quid.
Well, it's probably like not the most main thing on top of people's lists, do you know? It's like if they want to maybe buy a house or
things have kind of changed, I suppose, in terms of like trying to get a house, I suppose, and get a roof over the head is the most important thing in terms of financially. So this is a great help if you do want to get a ring on it.
It'd be unbelievable. It's €5,000 engagement ring with thanks to the Cut Price Jewellers. Now, it's not just one specific ring. It's €5,000 towards an engagement ring. So you can still pick the ring. It's not like we have one ring here for you. It's like, there you go. Use that. Put that on her. We won't do that. €5,000 towards an engagement ring, all thanks to the Cut Price Jewellers. They're located in the Liberties. They have high quality engagement rings and wedding bands for your big day, in store and online.
So listen, if you are in that situation, or maybe it's someone you know, your sister, your brother, your friend, your colleague, whatever, tell them that they can register on spin103.com to enter, and they could be qualifying for a live finale. So this time next week, 5 to 9 next Friday, we'll have given away that €5,000 engagement ring prize. As Dave said, and this is important for the girlos, you can choose together, obviously, what ring this is going to be, what you're looking down at forever, hopefully. But yeah, it's €5,000 towards that, which takes the pressure off your shoulders massively. So as again, next Friday is the 14th of March. Are you free? Can you come down? Can you be a part of this? If you want to get yourself registered, as we said, spin103.com, or just send us any kind of a weddingy, lovey, romantic engagement
emoji
to 0877 11 103. We'll fire that link back to you really quick to get yourself registered, and you could be winning that next Friday, which
nice
is really
one.
Exciting.
Your significant other would be buzzing.
So literally, for example, you decide then to go ahead and buy it on the day, and imagine if someone proposes on the day.
That'd be big.
You could be planning a wedding by this time next week.
That'd be cool.
How exciting.
Go, go, go.
Here I go.
Fully charged.
Morning. What's
morning. How are we? Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
If you have no plans for the weekend and you just want to chill out, I can highly recommend a show. You know me, I rarely watch shows. Toxic Town on Netflix is unreal.
I think you quite often watch shows. I just didn't think you watched movies.
Yeah, I haven't watched a good show now in ages, something new.
All right, give us the cliff notes here.
The cliff notes are, it's true events.
Okay.
Some of it's fictionalized.
Already I'm sold.
It's about an event in Scotland and how a town was pretty much toxic and the effects of that. I will say no more.
As in toxic, like people kept bitching about everyone?
Toxic workplace.
It's a real toxic place around here, you know that?
No, it was getting into the water and the air. I won't say anymore. I don't want to have any spoilers. But the cast is amazing. You know Amy Lou Wood? She was in Sex Education.
I've never saw that, but she sounds familiar.
And there is Jodie Whittaker.
Oh yeah, I like her.
Rory Kinnear.
Very good.
Loads
okay.
of people that I recognise.
You know what? I'm sold.
I'd give it a go if you've no plans
sold.
Over the weekend. It's one of those shows that I love, a show when you finish it and then you're like, right, I need to Google the BJs out of this. I want the articles from when it first happened. I want to find all the research. Do you know what I mean?
I'm into it.
bit of that. Now, though, it is time for you to choose the last song of the show, A New Home, for one more tune. Myself, Dave, and producer Callum all pick a song that we love, and it's up to you to vote for the song you want to launch the weekend. Now, it's kind of unfair. He's kind of had beginner's luck on this. Producer Callum only joined the One More Tune fold in recent weeks, and he's won it ever since he took over.
Yeah. With a row.
I haven't been enjoying that.
No, he's for the three-peat.
If he goes for another Pitbull song, I'm going to die. I'm going to quit.
I've gone for this week.
Oh my
Sam
God.
Disclosure, that is Omen. I heard it in a coffee shop earlier in the week and I was like, oh yeah. Emma in a WhatsApp to hear it in full, please. 087-711-1038.
What were you like?
Oh yeah. Love that song so much.
All right, I've gone for something that you might actually know. I've been really getting into Imagine Dragons this week. Not like just discovering them, but genuinely just being like, hey, do you remember them? They were all right. Radioactive, one of my favourite tunes from them. If you'd like to hear it, it's Dave in WhatsApp right now to 087 711 1038. Don't you dare.
Do you remember that girl band GRL? They had the song Ugly Heart.
Well, they were good. Anyway, here's Pitbull.
They were good. And here's the second song from them that you may not have heard of.
Oh.
That is Pitbull and GRL with Wild Wild Love. It is an underrated banger.
Unknown.
It was in the system. I didn't have to put it in. If you like it, it's Callum in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Please dethrone this Englishman.
It has to get this. That needs to stop.
Come on, bit of a party. Sam Smith, Disclosure, Omen. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please. I need your help here, guys.
Or a bit of a rock anthem. Imagine Dragons, Radioactive. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And it's Callum in a WhatsApp. C-A-L-L-U-M to 087-711-1038 for Wild Wild Love by Pitbull and GRL.
Give him no votes this week, please. Here's Artemas. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Gracie Abrams, and That's So True on Spin.
We have the ultimate Gracie Abrams competition as well. We got your tickets, we got your spending money, we got your hotel stay, dinner and breakfast all sorted if you want to win it for free, by the way. Spin1038.com. You have until 11 a.m. this morning, so get on that.
Okay, guys, I told you the other day that my new favourite place to go is The Dump, especially the one in Ballymount. Well, that's the only one I've been to, so I can't compare.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
The Dump is great fun.
There's a recycling centre in Drogheda that I've been to. I don't know if you could class it as a dump, because when I think of dump, I think like JCBs like going around and like putting a load of rubbish into squares. Do you know what I mean? But you were saying it was different.
It was a little bit different. It really blew my mind what a dump looks like. If you've never been to a dump, essentially you drive in and pay like you're going to like an outdoor cinema. It's like 15 quid car, yeah? I'll give you a seat. No, it's fine. So you're charged based on this.
That's fine.
I said, no, it's fine. I don't need a receipt. Like, I'm not going to return. Return what? The experience?
Yeah, what am I going to return?
It's fine. I don't need a receipt. Thanks. So you're charged based on your vehicle size.
Okay.
So van, more expensive, car, all the rest, blah, blah, blah. Naturally, loads going on in my house at the moment, moving stuff out. And it's been a rented house now for so many years that it's just collected a lot of crap, right?
Right.
Stuff that I've like approved with other people to throw out that was kind of left behind.
Stuff like not your stuff.
Stuff like not my stuff as well, but it's kind of like, okay, it's just the two of us living here now. It's probably time for a clear out because we might as well use this space a bit more wisely.
That's exciting, man. I love a clear out.
Oh, it is exciting, especially when it's other people's stuff.
Yeah.
I'm only joking. Basically, yesterday it was my second trip to the dump in just a few days, and it was much quieter on a weekday now, I'd have to say, than a Sunday.
Okay.
I really recommend going on a weekday.
Yeah, Sunday is probably a dump day.
It was funny because the one thing I saw in the back of the car as I made my way up the M50 was look what has to go, the Simpsons version of Monopoly that's been in the house.
You didn't throw that out, did you?
The Simpsons version of Monopoly?
Yeah.
I couldn't really, but I am going to probably.
No, I'll take that. I'll happily take that. Like, no problem. That sounds deadly.
You're interested in this?
You're never going to play The Simpsons Monopoly.
No, it's been sitting in the house for 6 years. No one's ever touched it.
I've known you for 7 years and you've never told me about this. I'd love that.
Okay, excellent. That saves me. That saves me something else I can put in. That's yours then, okay?
Instantly, your car just got cheaper at the dump.
Perfect. I can put in something else in there instead. Well, I can tell you what else I'm.
Yeah, dude, tell us what else. Yeah,
well.
we can like raffle it off.
Okay, cool. Because the car is full again for trip number three. So this is what's left to go. This should be the final trip. So, all right.
Okay.
Any interest in over the door hanging mirrors destroyed by makeup by two?
I'll text Pippa.
Okay, cool. A bath mat that's been used by several pairs of feet over 7 years.
Oh, I'm gonna leave that one off now.
Bleach stained towels I used to clean the shower with.
No, I'm fine for bleach-stained towels.
Call him a TV from the 90s. Big block of a thing.
I love a TV. My mum would tell you that I have a thing for TVs. I collected TVs at one point.
Really?
Not as in, like, oh, I love TVs, flaming glaven, but just I just kept buying TVs for those. So I'll take it.
Oh, right. Oh, brilliant. Yes. That saves me loads of space.
I kind of wanted it too because I wanted to, like, put a golf ball really, really high up and then drop the golf ball and see if it would crack.
We'll have it for work and then we'll put it on the balcony and we can smash it up.
Exactly. That's how I spend my days on Rage TikTok. Rooms. It was just watching people smash up tellies.
Brilliant. Anyone have any interest in a broken heater? You know, the ones that suck up and spend so much for your electricity bill if you're really cold?
So it's
broken.
It's sucking them up, but it's not giving you any heat.
That'd be
perfect.
Great.
Perfect, right.
Anyone interested in a chest of drawers missing two legs and having one of four working chests of drawers?
Could bring them in for a fake rage room.
I liked the idea of a rage room. This is really, really fun. A spin rage room. Yeah. It'd be
any interest
fun.
In my birthday cards from the ages of 15 to 20?
No, but I'll throw them out.
You totally can,
no,
by the way.
Can't.
Too
but
many birthday
why
cards.
Why are they in your rented house?
They follow me around everywhere I go. It's no one like wants to keep my cards.
I guarantee a next on the list is Emma's like, I have 3 iPhone boxes. I might throw them out. I might need them.
All the phones are gone. Okay. I threw out, you know that lime green version of the iPhone was the iPhone 6?
Yeah.
It was smashed to bits and held together by sellotape. That's gone.
That you threw that out.
I had to say.
I worry that you could have got money for that because of the Brat Summer thing.
Oh, no, don't tell me that now. What's done is done. 2 wheel cases missing wheels.
Okay.
Just want to drag them around the ground.
So just cases.
Just cases.
Not wheel cases.
Yeah. And a broken kettle.
Okay. Very good. Could use it as a teapot or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm going no. I'll just take the Monopoly. Does it have all the bits?
I think it does, yeah. Well, it was one of those things that we bought before COVID and it was like no one ever ended up using it.
All of the other bits you've said are somehow damaged. Or crap.
Or the bath mat. The bath mat is perfect if you're happy with thinking of everyone's toes on it.
I'm not.
There's nothing wrong with the bath mat. If you just imagine all like the wet kind of tanny skin.
There's nothing wrong with it as long as you wear socks all the time.
And like maybe like people shave and little hairs fall into it, you know? Really, really sexy stuff.
Thank God I don't have a bath.
But also now you're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That is called Messy. You're listening to Spin. What's the crack?
Good morning. You know my favourite show of all time?
Oh, it's hardly Severance, is it?
Severance. Mm. I do a podcast about it with Fanula J. It's called Sev Heads. You can check it out wherever you get your podcasts. But you know Ben Stiller? He was in Meet the Fockers and Zoolander. Well, he's not in Severance, but he is an executive producer and director.
Oh, cool.
He's kind of like the head of Severance. He's kind of like the main guy. But there's a scene where those workers in Severance have to watch an animated, it's actually like a stop motion video about the office that they work in, right? And in this corporate video, there's a building that talks, and the building is voiced by Keanu Reeves. It sounds like this.
Oh, hi. You probably don't recognize me from this angle. I'm the Lumen Administrative Building, Branch 501. And you're sitting in me right now.
You know what? I think Severance is one of those shows where I have to take notes as I go. It seems like a lot of work to watch, a lot of diagrams.
I have to, so because I do the podcast on it, I watch it and then I rewatch it again and take notes.
Really, Dave?
Yeah, but it's just for
is it that confusing, though?
It's not confusing. It's just there's certain bits that you miss the first time around and things like that. There's certain things that means things. But it turns out it wasn't meant to be Keanu Reeves voicing that building, right? Ben Stiller actually wanted someone else to play that role. That person, former President Barack Obama.
No way.
Okay. He wanted him to play it. Apparently, Obama is a fan of Severance. So basically, Ben Stiller heard this and reached out to him to play the role of this animated building. He said, I knew someone who knew his lawyer. And the lawyer said that he'd pass on the details.
Wow.
So the lawyer did pass on the details to Obama. 2 days later, Ben gets an email. He got an email saying, hey, Ben, big fan of the show. Love season one. Can't wait for season two. Don't think I have time in my schedule to make this happen.
All you got to do is record it into your phone, Obama.
I know. Like,
send him a voice note. It'll do.
Why would you say no to this? Like, especially if you love the show, and you know the show,
that would have been such a cool move from Obama.
It would have been deadly, yeah. To have it. Mm. And like everyone watching would have been like, what?
Yeah, it would have been a really good secret.
It would have been insane. And I think it made me think Obama has just lived such a crazy life that he just doesn't need to do this stuff anymore. Mm, like, you know the way when they say, like, billionaires, they find it hard to get happiness because they've already done everything. Mm. They already have everything. Mm. So where are they getting happiness from? I wonder, is that the same Obama? Has he just done so much cool stuff that he's just like, I don't need to be in a show. I've been in enough
just
shows.
Let me enjoy the show.
Yeah, yeah,
as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it got me thinking of other actors who have turned down roles that they may have regretted in the future, because I think Obama will regret it in the future. I think this is going to be one of the most historical shows of all time. So I think he will regret it in the future.
Watch the show.
There's others, other actors who have turned down roles who I think regretted, especially Matt Damon. He turned down Avatar famously.
Wow.
And famously regretted James Cameron offered him the lead role, Jake Sully, plus 10% of the movie's profits.
Wow.
And so he basically would have earned so far like $250 million just for the 10% thing. But Matt Damon said no, and apparently he's always felt like a fool for saying no. Will Smith was meant to play Neo in The Matrix, but turned it down for Wild Wild West, which I've never even seen. But he later admitted that he would have messed it up, which I was like, come on, Will, have some confidence in yourself. God's sake. But I kind of do get what you mean. Whenever Will Smith is in a serious role, I'm like, what are you doing? You're the Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio apparently turned down a role of David Hasselhoff's son in Baywatch.
Oh, right.
I'd imagine because he probably wasn't going to be the star, it would be David Hasselhoff. Beyonce was offered Beauty and the Beast in 2017. She was offered the voice of Plumet, which is the feather duster.
Oh, yeah.
But turned it down. Why?
That's fair enough. Feather duster.
Yeah.
Beyonce's not a feather duster.
Yeah, that's fair. She did turn it down.
Even
because
if she was Mrs. Teapot.
Yeah, she turned it down because the role was too small.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's kind of fair. Like when she was in Lion King, she played like Nala, I want to say. So that was a pretty big role. And the last one that I thought was absolutely mad was Matthew Broderick, who plays Ferris Bueller in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was the first choice for Walter White in Breaking Bad.
Wow.
But turned it down. And it went, of course, to Bryan Cranston. Absolutely insane.
God almighty. You can't say yes to everything, though, and you don't know how well these movies are going to go. Isn't that the thing?
Yeah.
You take these risks, and then, like, you're like, damn, I could be an absolute millionaire right now. But meantime, I'm on Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning.
All right, coming up on the show, we want to give you the opportunity to head away to the sunshine.
Sunshine. What's that song? My sunshine.
I think you accidentally were about to sing the jingle of another radio station.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't singing sunshine. Is it Dario G or something?
Teeks.
My sunshine. That's a tune, in fairness.
You're about to go 106.
We want to send you to the sunshine. Specifically, we want to send you to Fuerteventura, which is just always in the sunshine. All you got to do is just kick back, relax, and enjoy at 7 nights at Pierre and Vacancies Village. And it's all thanks to Sunray, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Giving you the chance if you want to register. Golden in a WhatsApp for your chance to win this morning. Send it over to 087-711-1038. And the clock is ticking regarding the ye olde cash machine.
Hell yeah, €100,000 going at 3 o'clock today, potentially to you. All details on how to win it next.
Spin 103's Golden Ticket. Hey,
yeah. Brand new time for this, always. Now at this time, after 9:30, your chance to win something deadly in today's case.
Very exciting. Maybe you've never heard it as well. Maybe you've never, ever listened to the Golden Ticket. You're going to enjoy this.
It used to be on the show at 8:30, and then it kind of disappeared last summer, and it's back and has found itself a brand new time slot as well. So in the case of the Golden Ticket at the moment, the prize on it is a gorgeous trip in the sun, all but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yeah, sorting out your flight, 7 nights at Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura. All you need to do and all you need to worry about is a bit of sun cream and then kick back, relax and enjoy that sun.
Read a lovely book, maybe.
Yeah, who's on?
It's Aoife. How are you? What's going on?
Good, how are you?
Grand. Anything wild on for the weekend?
No plans yet.
Do you ever find that every time we talk to people, they're like, no plans for the weekend?
Yeah, but then they end up having a nice weekend. Like, what? I'd say you had no plans last weekend, Aoife, did you? And then you ended up having a nice weekend.
Yeah, I went to Glendalough last weekend.
Oh, very nice. A nice walk. Yeah. And listen, when's the last time you had some sun in your bones?
Oh, a long time ago.
Was it? Where was the last place you were? When was it?
It was Sunny Beach last June, I think.
Where's Sunny Beach?
Sunny Beach, Bulgaria.
Oh, very nice. I've never even heard of it. That sounds great.
It does sound like a fake place. Do you want to come to Sunny Beach?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Was it sunny on Sunny Beach? I presume so.
It was, surprisingly,
Good stuff.
Okay, cool. Let's try and get you out of here, Aoife.
Yeah, this one we have a trip to Fuerteventura, and to win that trip, you must play Emma and Dave's golden ticket, right? 25 seconds are going to go on the clock, and five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, and if you do so, you will win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something with multiple artists, you only need to say one artist that's on the song, okay? There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song.
Okay.
So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Aoife?
Yeah, perfect.
That's what I like to hear. And if you have any questions, now is the time to answer them. Ask them.
No, that's okay.
Okay, here we go then. Aoife, where are you from?
Roscommon.
And are you living in Dublin?
Yeah, I'm working in Dublin at the minute, but...
Very nice.
I commute, yeah.
Here we go. Aoife from Roscommon, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell...
Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl.
Stop the clock, A1.
Okay, Aoife, good on you. Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl, song one in the bag. Your swap remains, and you only used up just over 5 seconds of that.
Not bad at all. Let's go for song two, Aoife. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You wanted me to stay. Oh, Chaperone.
Yes.
Pony Girl.
No, it's
Pony Club.
Yes, yeah, we'll give you that. I'm going to give you that. Pony Club. It's Pink Pony Club, but we're gonna give you that.
Yeah, being very close.
Producer Callum's not happy I gave you that one, Aoife, to be honest. But I'm gonna give it to you.
Okay, listen. Well done. Well, kind of well done. Ish. Well, sort of cool. It was Pink Pony Club from Chapel Roan. 8 seconds remaining on the clock. 3 songs to go, and make sure to use your swap if you feel like the clock is ticking. Okay.
Yeah, dead right. Yep. All right, Aoife, let's go for song three. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I've no excuse. Just want you to
swap. Oh, good choice, Aoife. Let's go back.
Good use of the swap there. What you missed out on is Pausa with that song, Dirty Cash.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought about
that.
No.
Dirty
Cash.
That's all right.
I want you on Dirty Cash. Yeah.
Let's swap it out. We are back to 8.9 seconds on the clock, Aoife, and we go for a brand new song three. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Hello, it's me, your ex. I called to say not sorry, but
who's
that?
Oh, no, I don't know.
No. 3, 2, 1. Ah, damn it. That was Galantis, David Guetta, Little Mix, all on that, and the song is called Heartbreak Anthem.
Oh, okay.
I love that song, to be fair. Aoife, I'm so sorry it wasn't to be, but did you have fun?
I did. I'll load them for again.
You will, and that was it. It was a different way to start your morning, wasn't it?
Exactly. Great.
How do you find the commute every day? Does it take it out of you?
Yeah, you'd be tired enough. It's 3 days, so it's not too bad.
Okay, not too bad.
What is it, like an hour to the M50 kind of?
It would take me 2 hours to get to work from home, so
Okay, well, you know what? You're probably in a good position to start versing yourself up on some songs and spending so much time in the car.
You are, to be fair.
Try it again and best of luck, okay?
Good luck, Aoife. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
If you'd like to give it a lash on Monday, message us now. The word golden.
Do it.
087 711 1038. SZA now on Spin. Time to hand over to our producer, Callum, for the worst bits of the week.
Hello, what a week it's been. Sabrina Carpenter played 2 nights at the Three Arena. We've got a massive Gracie Abrams ticket competition that we're giving away at midday. And it's not getting dark until after 6 p.m.
Wow!
Okay, it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. And our first worst bit comes from the Fully Charged, Recharged podcast. It's where listener Rachel flagged with me in the week that Emma made a boo-boo whilst editing the show together.
Do you ever kind of totally forget you
until
live
I
in the
saw
capital
people online being or like
yes,
Universal
I do.
Music or records being like,
bad.
So what Emma did was she layered 2 parts of the show on top of each other, which means I know it's normally a hard listen, but that one was even worse.
Impossible.
Yes. Dave was channeling his inner Mario Rosenstock this week with impressions, but he's got a long way to go.
Oh, what's occurring? Welcome to 1 Second at Cinema. This is where we play you 1 second of a movie.
Oh,
Oh, I've completely lost it. I never really had it. I've kind of gone Christopher Walken.
That was meant to be Nessa from Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, what's occurring? That's cracking, that is.
There you go. Then you stop.
I worked. I worked on it.
Let's throw it back to when Emma got confused between an action movie and a live action movie.
Live action, I think I feel action movie.
The best explanation is the live action Lion King that was remade a couple of years back, and it was
a bit more violent.
No, it was when
it's not to do with action.
Well, I imagined this whole thing then as it being live action in terms of I was seeing Barney being a complete and utter badass. That's no. what I thought.
You thought
right?
live action and you thought action movie, you thought yeah. James Bond.
I thought he'd gone to the dark side completely.
I'm here for this.
I actually think, do you know what, they shouldn't be mixing it up like that. If it's live action,
yeah, it's their
if
fault.
I hear the word action, I think it's an action movie.
It was your adamant, we were like, Lion King was, it was so violent, wasn't it? I was like, no, it was just more realistic.
Emma's ever on the film set and the director goes, action, she's like, gun.
And finally, back to Dave's impressions, this time, chipmunks.
When a plane that loop me, I want a hula hoop.
Sorry, that's brilliant.
I've been producer Callum, and they have been your worst bits of this very week.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, where are we at? You've been voting for your one more tune.
You have. You've been voting for the last song of the show. Christ, it's a lot of me this morning, isn't it? Emma, you
feet
went...
Say fiddle.
Feet up, feet right. Up,
Emma, on, you went for Disclosure and Sam Smith with Omen.
Tune.
Dave, you went for Imagine Dragons and Radioactive. And
no.
I went for Pitbull and GRL, Wild, Wild Love. Votes very close. The percentages, 39%, 33% and 28%.
I'm
all very close.
I've just looked up at the screen.
Again.
Emma, you came last with 28% of the vote.
Fantastic, I'm done.
David,
no!
You came
no!
second
no,
with 33% of the vote, which means I won with 39% of the vote. It's Pitbull and GRL
no!
with Wild Wild Love.
He's
What's
gone.
Better than five beautiful women, Pitbull says in this
much.
Song. It's unbelievable. Thank you very much.
It bashes me and you
My
next week.
God.
Have a lovely weekend.
Good Find luck.
Yourself.
Enjoy it.
Bye.
All this wild, wild love of ours, it can't be tamed. All this wild, wild love.